Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
E Calvary, hilapho uKristu wasfela khona, hilapho igazi lakhe lachitheka. Namuhla singabantu, namuhla sihlanziwe, namuhla sibahle, siyaglowa ingenxa yaleli gazi elika Christu. Joyous celebration bafutura la uNhlanhla Mvelase bethi Calvary and phambokwakhe sabusiswa ngukhaya mthethwa ethi end of the story eyoqala ingoma uTrinity 5:7 bafutura uPJ Martin bethi over and over ihambe kanjalo i3 songs in a row. Ngiyathemba ke uyijabulele uma usanda kungena. Ngiyakubingelela, ngiyakwamukela ufike kahle. Asi praise, si worship, sijule ezwini kuze kuyoshaya u5 o'clock. Kusele ukungila kusukela ngo2 o'clock. Ngishilo ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba ngizobe nginofifi ya igama lakhe uma liphelele. Ngiqeda ukulithola manje bazalwane, mina ngilo ngimbiza nje uFifi, so igama lakhe meliphelele ufikile Ndaba. Uphinde futhi abe i-author and we entrepreneur. Ya uzosichazela nje ngabanzi ukuthi ungubani, kuphina kuphi la ukhona, uya driver, usekhaya, usemsebenzini. Ngithi nje nethezeka sidle lelizwi, sijule ngempela kulona. Usekhona ke uFifi, sizohlala naye kuze kuyoshaya lapha u4 o'clock. Fifi, sawubona. Dumela. Okay.
Kiten likai.
Kiten. Uyazi mabathi bare ke Black Beauty.
Yes.
Yes.
That ke, African beauty.
Yes.
African bat.
Ke bona African beauty mo wena mo.
Yes. Filled with the glory.
Amen. Amen. Ke bona glow. Waitsikeng glow ya modimo.
Yes. Thank you.
Ke kopa ba dumedisa ko gae and re a leboga gore o be le rona.
Yes, ke a dumedisa botlhe. Mo Radio Pulpit, and thank you so much for having me today. Ke tlaka ke fikile Ndaba. Ke tswa ke le ko Pitori. Yes.
Oh, ngwana wa mo Pitori.
Ke ngwana Pitori. Ke ba ke Pitori mahlanye.
Ravulela.
Though I am, you know, by blood I'm Zulu, but yeah, because of I'm born and bred in Pretoria.
Yeah.
So I grew up barking kibwa spit bark Setswana.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's why like Zulu saka ya bua, but hey,
isiZulu.
Yes, ke bolala isiZulu.
Yeah. Maybe briefly nje sibekele sithombeni gore ke mang Fifi. Yeah, and joba social ukuthi utsaletse mo Pretoria, and then maybe u rebotse le gore go goleng ha hao no lengwana o moyang. Were you naughty, bully, reserved, no lengwana o yang?
Okay. Nikili ki first born mo mama le papa.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And kinali a sister by the name of Dineo.
Mm-hmm.
But then na handle aka kholisa ke papa ka. Whatever that happened, yena le mama ga kiditsene, but na ke kholisitse ke my stepfather o le mo papa ke par ke Dineo. Ki ngwana hai.
Okay.
And then ki hudile ke le a very decent,
yeah,
loving,
yeah,
caring, very 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 kind you know, lady, or rather a girl. And ki hudile hape ke rata di sekolo, ke ratile sekolo so much, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe that upbringing from my uncles, because my uncles le bona ba contributed too much,
mm-hmm,
to my schooling due to lack of my father's presence. Yeah, when so my uncle stepped over.
Yeah.
So due to that, then yang getse gore ke be this girl o ke leng yana today. Ke feditse my matric ko Mapopane High School. And after that day, kaya ko Dumeling College, where I did my degree in accounting,
mm-hmm,
and then recently got a professional accountant with cyber, and then ka ba gape le tax practitioner with SAID. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so like he ke hola nje like nekili focused on moskolong.
Yeah.
But then I believe that what led to that was the failure that you know experiencing
yeah
grade 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing I was studying science, you know, and that was the career I thought God wanted for me to take because yeah. of my uncles studied science, and like I saw them, you know, as my role models, that you know what, I want to be like them. And then that's when I chose this science stream. However, it was just too difficult for me. And also, you know, parking into adolescent stage, you know, it was just kicking in. And I did the teenage stuff. I was going out and, you know, the booger and stuff. But then what I loved about God in my life, I've seen him at a very, very, very young age. And then that's when he steered me through this failure that, you know what, unfortunately, this one you have to fail. And then through that failure, I had to then refocus, meaning that I had to change the science stream to accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And then accounting shaped my life until now.
Until now. Wow. So your uncles, Nelly, the father figure.
Yes.
And they were also your role models.
Yes.
No, Hosna, that thing, you know how lingwana you wish hore my biological father, naliting, you know that set up your family, mama, papa, and all that. So, no, it's not that wish hore. I wish your uncle back and get Nelly Bona and Nelly Papa, yes, like we tutored you looking at from Yen.
Yeah. So, you know, my mother, she kept it a secret.
Oh. So, hula osa yitze hore, who is your real father?
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, not for her, I mean, she when she told me I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why she told me, it's because I was misbehaving.
Okay.
And then she thought that maybe should I know that, you know, my father, you know, is not here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would change, you know, and stuff like that. But I don't believe that led to me changing.
Mm-hmm.
What led to me changing was one of my friends introducing me to go to church.
Yeah.
And that's when I started changing, you know. And so I never knew that my stepfather wasn't my father.
Okay.
You know, until the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And by the age of 18, when she told me, I wasn't heartbroken or anything else, because she told me after I accepted Jesus.
Okay.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've already experienced the love of Jesus. And when she told me, I then knew who to talk to. I then went to God to give me strength to forgive my dad, which I did. I remember that, you know, in my bedroom, I told him, God, I forgive him. I don't know where he is. I forgive him. But then please let him not pass away without him, without me meeting him. And 2 years later, he came. Right?
Mm.
Yeah, he's the one who came.
Wow.
And then when he came, he was very sick. He was not doing well.
Mm.
And him seeing me so grown up, and of course he came when I was 20. I think it was before my graduation.
Mm.
And I think it just, you know, it just broke his heart.
Yeah.
And then 2 months after that, he passed on.
Oh.
Yeah. Imagine. And then you can imagine also the prayer.
The prayer.
Yeah.
You asked God
for
your biological father as a tlokofala o
so mon.
And it happened.
And it happened.
Wow.
It happened.
Yeah.
He came alwala.
Mm. And then a kopa tshwarelo, and then o sala o tlhalosetsa gore why na se part ya bophelo ba hao.
Yes, you know, it was misunderstanding between him and my mom.
Yeah.
But I didn't dwell much into it because my mom was telling me this and he was telling me that.
Yeah.
So, you know, because they were both trying to win me.
Okay.
So, but then I was like, you know what? It's okay. I forgive you. I see you. You're my dad. And then this dark complexion, it's actually from him.
Yeah.
Yes. And also my bow legs, I took it from him. I saw that.
Yeah.
So now he took me out for lunch, and it's just so unfortunate that I didn't experience him.
Mm.
But I don't want to lie, God played a huge role. Like he closed that void using my uncles and my stepfather.
And your stepfather.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you're saying, Hore, no sa itse gore your stepfather ke your biological father.
No, I didn't.
It shows gore now tswere pila.
Exactly.
Yes, you know, no sa feel gore no this
is
one,
not my father.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So it shows gore gona le bontate ba ba
step up.
Abaqotho. I don't know ka Setswana
ba reng.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, but hey.
Yeah, so mina ngimthule lisiqoko. Your
yeah.
stepfather ukuthi uye wangena and then wayidlala i role ukuthi akukhulise bona khona yanong
bona khona nonke mo kai
you are a decent lady
yes ini yo all thanks to him
all thanks to him
yes cause he met my mom when I was just 2 years old
wow so nje ke your father
ke my father I even call him my dad
I don't know le hore why re tswantse re kenye
step
but
you know
re tlo re step because o stepile in
yes,
akere
yes,
and
yes.
then anka role ya your biological father
yes.
but bo netting that's your real father
he is
yeah
he is ordained by God to raise me
amen mm. and I'm glad ukuthi uye wakhuluma indaba yokuthi you know azange why yeah affect her that much because now no witi needy gore you know if you have problems ulela komang and then walela komudimong and you know mudimo ntwa yenseng yo I man God is amazing
is.
You know God all preparele aw healer but wena unaware because like definitely sure no to react like 20
was,
years
yes.
you are still
young.
Still young
yes
no to react hore mara papa nontso le kai all this time you know dilo tsengata but mudimo a gofa that wisdom
exactly.
and then a gofa le that healing hore how kopana le yena o sa react
yes,
you
yes,
know
yes I didn't react at all
yeah wa mamohela wa re he's my father and then you are glad gore your wish mudimo o yentse gore o mone before a tlhokofala
and he did
yo
he did
wow
yo, I praise him for that he did
refilwe o kwetse buka
fikile
fikile o kwetse buka
yeah
ithi me my son and God
yes
so lo me ufikile
yebo
okay sizokhuluma ngayo kabanzi uma sibuya ngicela ukuthi sithathe nje i break and then bese ke us unpackela yona lencwadi ukuthi ize kanjani yeah what inspired you and all that asindlule ngala kuqala
do you need prayer WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za. Bona tshedimosetso ya tsa kgwebo ka go reetsa thulaganyo ya Thursday Live le Godfrey Mohabi labone o mongwe le o mongwe ka ura ya borataro. Baitsianape, borakgwebo le bommagwebo ba re fa maitemogelo a bona go rotloetsa ba bangwe ka tsa kwa tirong. Reetsa Radio Pulpit ka tlhamallo mo 657 AM kana o reetse podcast mo radiopulpit.co.za.
Uma o sanda go joina nge kanye no Fikile aka Fifi Ndaba she's an author and we accountant ne and yeah ubale incwadi la enhle ittitle ithi me my son and God yeah so Fifi title itlile yang u inspirelwe keng gore bo felletse kwa le this book
Yes. You know, I believe in life you cannot write what you haven't conquered.
Yeah.
Because of you'd be lying to the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you cannot write what you haven't experienced, right? So my book basically it's all about God's healing. I saw that, you know, during my crushing moments. And it explains how I got comfort in God. And how I drew closer with him. You know, knowing God, it's just not enough. One thing I've noticed is that God wants us to be intimate with him. He wants us to have an intimate relationship with him. So so my book, it's how, you know, after the father of my son left me just, you know, when my son was just a week old, and I had to raise him alone.
Sure.
So now doing that alone was just so much. You know, on the other hand, here I am, I'm holding what I've been praying for. But then on the other hand, you know, I am just not myself, you know. So now I had to find balance into that. And I couldn't do it alone. So God was there.
Yeah.
So hence me, my son, and God.
Mm.
And then how I got the title. This is a funny one because of, I remember I was in the shower. And you know, the thing is, I started writing the book without the title.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I started writing it because remember, God has already given me content. Mm. You know, he has already put me through it and stuff. He just said, you know what? You already know how I healed you. You already know how I was there for you. So just start writing.
Mm.
The title will come. And then it came while I was taking a shower, you know. So while I was taking a shower, I was speaking to him and said, you know what, God, I still need a title for my book, right? And he said, okay, who was with you during that moment? You know, and I said, it was me, my son, and you.
Wow.
And then he said, just the three of us.
So your son naliteng already.
Yes.
Book, okay?
Yes. Yes. Yeah? Yes.
Because
remember, the book, it's based on finding healing after I gave birth.
Oh yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. After the father of my son left.
The reason for why atamaya.
You know what? Also, in the book, I didn't write much about what he did. Because of, I don't know whether I pushed him away, or he, what I know is that another woman is involved.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And, he chose that.
The other woman.
The other woman, despite, you know, this precious child that I had with him, you know, and the most, heartbreaking thing, I didn't mind him.
So, how pregnant he was there?
He was there, but
he was supportive.
Yes, he was there, but then when I was 7 months pregnant, he started, you know,
showing you true colors.
Showing me his true colors, and I believe at that point it was just God preparing me.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
God did prepare me, but I believe, I don't know if the preparation was enough, because when reality came, I couldn't take it. I really couldn't take it. It was just too much for me because this was my first child.
Eish.
And I never experienced that, you know, moment where the partner is here. We go to the doctor together.
Yeah.
You know, we do photo shoots. I couldn't even do a photo shoot with him. I missed that moment.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So now, and then I went back home. I was staying in Sandton. I needed my family closer. And though my family was there, I still had a void in me.
Yeah.
They couldn't feel it, you know.
Mm.
And that's when I realized that, you know what, I need to speak to God because he's my son. And you know, when you breastfeed and you're not doing well. Also, my son was getting sick due to that.
Yeah.
So now, ko mama ne hona li room, nili gigigi laundry room. So I used that as my upper room. I went there every day. I went there. My family knew that I would spend 3 hours in that room crying.
Wow.
And then literally poured out my heart to God and told him, God, khubutloko. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't imagine. Every time when I walked out of the room, and I went to, they saw my eyes were red. And sometimes I would walk out and just, was just angry at God that, why is this happening to me? What did I do?
Yeah.
You know?
You know, most of the time, how Butisa, it's either a guy or a lady. If you fitile more situation in ofitileng moyona, and then okre moto are, you know, this challenge or this situation or ntweki experiencing more relationship in chenchitse,
yeah.
Akesali the person o nekele yena before o mongwe tla o botsa I don't trust women ladies le bona ba tla o botsa I don't trust guys because of
this challenge
because of maybe the previous guy a hwentseng yona
yes.
So lwana o sala wa fithlela o le mo
yes I did
yeah.
I didn't want to have you know a male figure yeah. you know mm-hmm. around me and my son I just wanted it to be me my son and just God
yeah
you know
yeah
and but then as I grew into healing you know and stuff like that I noticed that you know this crushing moment was necessary
yeah
it had to
mm-hmm.
happen
mm-hmm.
it had to happen God yeah. had to crush me
mm.
because if it didn't happen I wouldn't have known my identity in God
true
I had to find my identity
mm.
because my identity was based on men
mm.
and God had to remove them
yeah
and then he removed them also using my son How he used my son was that my son was a door closing, that this is it. Because remember now, he's young. I can't go out and find a man. I need to concentrate on him.
Yeah.
So God made sure that, you know what, I removed this one. And then she won't have time to go and look for men. She won't have any choice but to come to me.
Mm.
And that's what happened.
Mm. Wow. Njoba uchazile ukuthi lencwadi. It's all about God's healing.
Yes.
So if umuntu uyayithola especially umuntu okuthi bruised umuntu broken ingakwazi kumsiza.
Yes. Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. What I've covered a lot in that book is that you need to let yourself go.
Yeah.
You need to let your old plans everything you let it go and then what kept me going during that process was the scripture there by Matthew 9:17
yeah
that you cannot pour a new wine into an old skin so an old skin it could be a container right
yeah
and then we are God's containers
mm-hmm.
right and then I was an old container to God with my old thoughts with my old plans
yeah
so he needed to break that right in order so that he can pour a new identity into me and that was crushing that yo I was yo it ne hole botlhoko
yeah
ne hole botlhoko because of that dragged for a year that dragged for a year
ene ka mo ha rwa mo lebella ngwana
ene ka mo ngwana
a ke sho hore tswana le papa haide
yo Wait, I'm like, come on. Ashu, wait, when I got you and so good. Gatshwanele nna at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all, at all, at all. O tshwana le papaye, you know, o tshwana le papagae. And you know what, ne? Also as a disclaimer is that in this book, I'm not even bad-mouthing him.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm not bad-mouthing him, it's because I believe that Satan meant this for good, for bad.
Yeah.
But God turned it for good.
For good.
So wow. I am where I am now. Due to that I am this woman that I am today due to that predicament
yeah.
should he decide to come back Sisi let me tell you I will allow him to have a relationship with his son that's how healed I am
that's good yeah
that's how healed I am
mm-hmm.
because of at the end of the day we are God's children
yeah
and we want him also to be better
yeah
you know we want him also to be a good father to be a good father figure
whatever
that came along that process that disturbed him or anything else it's okay but then I've healed I've healed
you are doing fine
I am doing my son
yes
we are doing extremely well you know because and then remember this whole thing it happened after God dismissed Komeroko and fair dismissal
sure.
I was 5 months pregnant
oh,
imagine all this happening it was
double
just,
blow
it was just too much but then that unfair dismissal it led to me having much time more business in an accounting firm
mm-hmm.
now my business it has grown a lot it's grown a lot to a point where chelete etswang ka mole no if andile another business ya fifi and sun pies
bona
no ribula a second shop
wow.
next week Friday
wow. yeah one congrats Rachel.
Thank you. Yawana. And then again, Renali Foundation, Enzo Foundation, because Enzo Gutle means to do good.
Yeah.
We've already helped countless of schools with school shoes.
Wow.
Yawana. Yeah. So it's that thing, everything. It, like, once you let yourself go and really embrace that moment, you know what? This is not just for now. Because whatever that happens in our life, God sees future. He sees future.
True. So it's true. Ukuthi a healed person or attractor is into the right.
Yes.
Or attractor is into the good.
Yes.
Yeah. Because ngoba awukho healed, kusho ukuthi bozoba bitter, you know, and all the time mocabanga ngobaba walengane, especially umbuka ofana naye. Noma ungamtsheli yena, but ngaphakathi uthola ukuthi ukhuluma izinto ezibad over his life. And ukhohle ukuthi konje uphethe umntwana wakhe lana, you know, meaning ukuthi uma ukhuluma izinto ezibad, mhlambe u 2% uya kulomntwana because uphethe igazi lakhe.
Exactly.
So healing, it is important. Maybe ungangena deeper kancane endabeni ye healing.
So one thing I've noticed about healing, it's that it's very sacred.
Yeah.
It's not loud.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go and talk about it.
Yeah.
Because that's your heartbreaking moment. You don't share much about it. You break in the upper room. That's your dark space, you know. Just like when Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days, right? Before he could ascend to the next level, he had to be alone in the darkness.
Yes.
There was no one there.
Mm.
That's the only way he got to the next level. So also with us, we need to get to a point where whenever we face such dark moments, just see it as an opportunity that this is the time for elevation.
Yeah.
This is a time for growth. This is a time for transition. You are transitioning into a new person.
Yeah.
Because of healing also, it brings you so much closer to God that you know God's character.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to a point where you get to know him for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't get to know God because of people's testimonies.
Yeah.
He writes your testimony, right?
Mm.
And then if nekhwetsagetse gore haka hila, I wouldn't be here today.
True.
I wouldn't have that book.
True.
You know, that book, it took a long time for me to write it because of God had to bring me to a place where you are not writing this book so that you can tarnish this boy's name.
Mm.
You're writing it because of my healing.
Yeah.
What he did, it's not important.
Mm.
You know, it's like when the Israelites also were coming out of Egypt, you know, and stuff like that. Batlakana le the Red Sea.
Mm.
God never said batlakana le the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't important. Mm. He knew that either way, they will cross.
Yeah.
You know, yes, him being in my life and doing those things, it wasn't important.
Mm.
The important thing was that God wanted me to be closer to him.
Mm.
So see your disappointment, your crushing moment as a transitioning period in your life. And I would advise that, you know, based on my experience, it's fine that you can go and entertain yourself. It's fine that you can go and, you know, go to friends and talk to them. It's okay.
Yeah.
But then there's this other void that you cannot, anyone cannot fill it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I know we have so much high rates of suicide because of we are soul beings.
Mm.
We are created by God.
Yeah.
And then whatever that needs, a soul being healing, it needs its creator to heal.
Mm. That's powerful. Wow. So, mengilalele udaba lwakho, kusho ukuthi wena ukhuluma oku opposite loku abantu bahlezi bekusho ukuthi hurt people, hurt others. So, wena uthi umuntu healed angakwazi ukuthi ahile abanye.
Yeah.
And uNkulunkulu ube nenhloso ngale ncwadi ukuthi ukwazi ukusiza other ladies.
It's a lot.
Yes. Or abanye abantu kuwukuthi baphukile emoyeni, baphukile ey'nhlizweni. So by reading this book, bangakwazi ukuthi bayiqale i-process ye-healing, because abanye abanayo ne-idea sorry ukuthi uqala kuphi nge healing and wena uyiqale kuphi kuyo war room
yes
wahlala phansi wakhuluma noNkulunkulu warizina naye you know wamkhalela man wathi God
this is too much
yes
yeah
I pain yam uyayazi
yeah
and then bona ngikuthulela konke kuwena njoba esho ezwina ngithi uthi konke sikulethe kuye
exactly.
uthi singayithwaleli imithwalo because uyokusinda yena uyocina ugobekile
yes
and the sad part ukuthi uma ugobwe inkinga zakho ungazinikelanga uNkulunkulu uyohleza ugobekile njalo
exactly
and then mawugobekile it means ukuthi impilo yakho angeke ihambe ngendlela you know it's not about to have ali mola babua or baitsang or babua ka wena You know nthwe ngolengwe nje e negative unahana hore it's all about you. So Fifi thank you so much ukuthi ubhale lencwadi me my son and God.
Yes.
And if ngabuza uyibhalela abobani kahlehle. Ladies, guys, uyibhalela abobani.
You know what I love about this book is that after I posted a story saka ko Facebook, I was approached by men as well.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Men have already bought the book. Though I know hore batotlana no no maybe it's only for single mothers because of ikwetsiki ki musadi, you know. But no all single parents are welcome to buy the book, you know. And yes, is in ntlo hore you tlisa botlhoko is that there was a need for this book. Ne? I'm saying that because ke bone ka the response that I got it's a lot
yeah
men and women are hating
eish
we are rena nje rahetana
eish
rahetana
that's what I've noticed ukuthi you know there's so much hatred between women
and men
and men
yes
men they want a revenge to women
exactly.
women they want a revenge to men omongo you know babang uto ufangwana kabomo
kabomo nje
just to hurt you
just to hurt you
yeah ufangwana and then
whatsapp
yes and then other women utla re o ke batla go motse chalet and all that and then hafetsa that is why u bona other ladies o kre ha motho ya sa tlhola bereka it's easy for yena gore
a tle
than lo gore a mo support so wa bona gore gona le
there's just something going on and then hey a go pila man a go
pila
you know while I was driving here hona le one of the ladies o feditso bala my book and then on romela text wetse fifi ne I'm hurt ne so because of papa ngwana o ntlohetsele ngwana but then we missitse someone now and then o tsiya the girl lengwana o ba mitisa go gabo and stuff but then he has never done that for my son. Do you see that?
Yeah.
And then now it's like you know what but then I went back to your book. Oban kae bala gape and then it gave me hope but then fifi go botlhoko. Kare it's going to be painful.
Yeah.
You know I don't want to promise people hore you will go to your upper room you will go and pray to God today and tomorrow it will be better.
Yeah.
It took me a year. It's only now that my weight is coming back.
Yeah.
It took me a year. You know, I was a size 36 kaka ya ko 28.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
It that period it's very 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 painful. It's very painful especially when you accept. Acceptance is very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
You accept and the thing is I had to have faith in God, ne? Not in him coming back. Because of if give ali faith in him coming back haka sibuyi
yeah
what's going to happen I'm going to go back to square one
exactly
so that's why I had to shift my focus on know what God I trust you whether he comes back or not you are still God you know whether I hear or he's getting married it's fine
yeah
you still God kopa gore wena o dile ka nna ge
yeah
heal me
this
is painful but heal me
heal me
Sure. And he did.
And he did.
Yeah.
Sure. Fifi, arinke gape break hanyane and then o masibuya bese siyayivala indaba yethu.
All right.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Join Sibongile Mofokeng Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Just For You when she inspires people from all walks of life on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Njengoba ke sizwile i-testimony ka-Fifi Fikile Ndaba, ngempela uNkulunkulu uyaphilisa. God does heal, bazalwane, and uNkulunkulu uzokukhamfatha uma nje kunzima empilweni ngenxa yesimo obhekane naso. Iya kuye, bhekisa amehlo akhe, amehlo akho kuyena, njengoba ke uFifi la ebesho ukuthi, you know, bakane room la kuthi bekakhalela khona kuNkulunkulu, ene wamuzwa, wamphendula. Naku namuhla uyazi i-testimony yakhe uyishera nge-smile. And then uNkulunkulu wamupha futhi nalobo buhlakani ukuthi akabhale incwadi ukuze akwazi ekutheni abasize nabanye abezwe ubuhlungu. Asithi nje because incwadi yakho i-title lithi Me, My Son and God. Asithi nje mhlambe umuntu kwamanje ukuthi yes, you said ukuthi it's for every single
parents.
Asithi nje, oh yes, actually it's for single parents because if you are a single parent, it means ukuthi umama wengane ukushile nengane, but they are kerbo me baba siyangibana lebo lebontate.
A lot.
Yes, or kentate ukhusile lengwana. So here's the book oku ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathi kuFifi akayibhale ukuze ke azosiza wena ekugcineni ungabi umama o ubaba obitha ukuze ukwazi ukuqhubekela phambili ngempilo. So in closing, Fifi, ungathini nje specifically ku single parents oku ukuthi bashiwe vela abanye ngithi bazoba single because mhlawumbe ubaba ushonile, yabona leyo iphezu kwamandla akho.
Yes,
akekho manje, you are a single parent because of that. So nje kuwo wonke umuntu olalele oku ukuthi ukhulisa ingane yakhe and then usese ne pain, ungathini kuyena?
You know, it was never God's will for us to be single parents. You know, that's why God loves reconciliation so much. That's why he started first by sending Jesus so that we can reconcile back to him. So now, in order for you to be able, you know, you just need to talk to God. Go to God and ask for guidance. Ne? Secondly, embrace that moment, right? Find a balance, hore, okakona yang, hore, okone who enjoy the blessing that he has brought to your life and also dealing with this darkness, elinte mobopilomba hao. Because of at the end of the day, we don't want mwana abe affected, you know. We don't want hore mwana, you know, abe bitalena, because this thing is a spirit. And it needs to be dealt with ka prayer. And it's okay that you can, you know, you can go out and talk to people, you know, and do all of those things. I did try with my family. I don't want to lie. I did try. But then I included God in all of those conversations at the end of the day. So as I've said, you will always fill the void until you go to God. The emptiness will always be there until you go to God. And I don't want you to think that hoya to God today, tomorrow the emptiness it will take time. I went to God for the whole year every day. I went in the morning, afternoon, at night.
Yeah, one step at a time.
One step at a time, and wow. You will get there.
Yeah. So, Fifi, o thola gala kai, sampo monyotsi yo kai batla buka e, o kreha ko kai?
Okay, ke teng mo social media, ke teng ko Instagram, Fifi Ndaba, le ko Facebook, ko Fifi Ndaba, and then ko WhatsApp, ki 081-442- Hey, can you click the number tag? I'm a P.
Yeah,
081-442-1940. That's my, yeah.
081-442-1940.
Yes.
Okay, baka o romela di WhatsApp text mone.
Eh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, me, my son, and God, yeah, ungayithola kuye uFifi nje obeshilo ukuthi ungaxhumana naye ku social media Fifi Ndaba on Facebook and then on Instagram Fifi Ndaba TikTok
yes Fifi Ndaba TikTok
kanje nje yini as
na haki ko Twitter
aw ko Twitter okay so ke WhatsApp Facebook Instagram yeah. Okay. Fifi, thank you so much ukuthi ube nathi and then ushare your story. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi usazobhala izinyo incwadi.
Yes.
Usazobhala.
Just the beginning. That's just the seed.
Yeah. So this is your first book.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Okay. I believe ukuthi in 5 years to come uzobe sobhala more than 10.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
You know, ke tlhola ku the author hore you know this thing man imorina.
Yeah.
How thoma ukwala bona hore ukwale always.
Yes.
Thank you so much unkulunkulu akhulise your businesses. Akhulise futhi no enzo kuhle ne
yes,
your son unangaki khona manje
he's turning 2 ka November
he's turning 2
yeah.
And I'm happy ukuthi ukhuliswa a happy parent
yes.
So kusho ukuthi naye uzokhula a happy
definitely
and ukhuliswa umama ozimele
yes.
So there's a lot azokufunda kuwena
too much I can't wait to even teach him
thank you so much Fifi siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi ke alethe i healing empilweni yakho asiphume ngalomhlabelelo ubakhe Dlamini uthi I am healed and I know ukuthi nawe ingoma oyihlabelelayo each and every day and you thank God ukuthi you know I am healed ngoba kwamanje ngiyawazi ukuthi ngi attract good things it's because of you know free you are a free spirited person you know so aqhubeka kusebenzise ukuthi uhile nabanye
thank you so much
yeah nango bakhe uthi I am healed ngizobuya ngaleke kuka 4 o'clock lapho ke sizobe sine discussion kanye no Pastor Aaron Velem so ungalisusi iphondo lakho aliqhubeke lihleli ku AM 657
To the one that's lying on the dead bed, to the one that's moving around with the chronic disease, to the wounded, to the brokenhearted.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.